Now, tonight is Culture Night, and one of the new additions to the calendar is the Museum of Irish Literature, or MOLLY, which opens to the public for the first time this evening. It's based in Newman House on St Stephen's Green in Dublin, and as our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley now reports, it aims to showcase a wide range of Irish literature, from the classics right up to the present day.
Oh, went to her, went to here, dear.
James Joyce is there on the literary landscape. For a Dubliner, he is a fantastic writer.
It's a museum dedicated to writers and writing, but the first thing that hits you when you enter the Museum of Literature Ireland is a wall of sound. One room in particular brings visitors through a river run of language. Margaret Kelleher is Professor of Anglo-Irish Literature at UCD.
Early on in the project, we were chatting with the exhibition designers and they asked us, what is our content asset? The quick answer is 1,500 years of literary history in two or more languages. And the way we've brought that to life is in this installation, River Run of Language. It's a place where visitors can see and hear the sounds of Irish writing. They can encounter 10th century Digda, but also Nuala Ní Gó, Paul Muldoon, and so many other writers from today.
MOLLY, the name itself is a tribute to Joyce's Ulysses, is located in Newman House on Stephen's Green in Dublin.
UCD was founded here in 1854, and this is a beautiful Victorian building going back to that time. It's known to generations of UCD students as an exam hall. There were student hops here, there were discos here. But these are buildings charged with literary history. This is where James Joyce studied, it's where Maeve Binchy set Circle of Friends, and it's where Flann O'Brien was up to quite a bit of mischief.
The major names of Irish literature are of course represented here, but so too are newer writers. They're an important part of the story, according to museum director Simon O'Connor.
At the core of the exhibitions, we have the display of these wonderful collections from the National Library, these Joycean treasures. We have Ulysses copy number one, the very famous first copy that was published. We have his Ulysses notebooks on display. But we are also trying to take the capital L out of literature. I mean, this is a subject that's for everybody. So many people in Ireland read, but they're not all reading Finnegan's Wake. You know, they're reading crime fiction, they're reading horror fiction, there are very young readers. And we want 10-year-olds to come in and see the books and the writers that they're reading in this museum too.
The gardens outside are in marked contrast to the words within.
This garden has always been part of Newman House. In fact, actually, the ash tree behind me was the tree that James Joyce had his graduation photograph taken against when he graduated from UCD here. We've re-landscaped these gardens as well, so we felt, you know, we should really try and create a beautiful garden for people to sit in. So a lot of the planting is focused on colours that change over time, scent, it's constantly changing smell. We've planted to attract songbirds, really trying to create a reader's oasis right here in the middle of the city.
I write all day. I'm always writing. I do very little else. I make a space in my life that is full of writing.
Also included in the exhibition are voices of the writers themselves.
Visitors can get to listen to people like Roddy Doyle, John Banville, Anne Enright, Nuala Ní Gonadh, Laois Ní Gcuimhne, all talking about their writing process and, you know, how they face the blank page, the types of rooms that they write in, and it really demystifies the process. And I think that's actually really inspiring for visitors, and certainly for me, that, you know, the real work is just getting on with it and just writing, and hopefully we might prompt visitors to start a writing project themselves.
I do know that I took my pulse once when I was in the middle of a long day's work, and it was lower than it was when I had taken it at rest that morning. I was interested in my heart rate. So it is a very meditative state, or a state of flow.
And that was the voice of Anne Enright, ending that report from Sinead Crowley. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to take part in cultural and artistic events across the country tonight, and we'll have more on some of those events later in the programme. Just gone 7:30.